Coaches Insight programs continuing here this week on Care 93.7 FM. Brandon Tammet with you, and we continue on here with McLouth, and we're joined by the boys basketball coach, that is Eric Gorentz. It is presented by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, also Justin Mann's family. Coach, really in the heart here of Northeast Kansas League play before we get to the holiday break, and a couple of tight games and a couple of tight losses, you know, here in this last week. It started Friday, a 58-46 loss to Valley Falls, and then Tuesday night, 61-55 against a nice, solid McLouth, or I should say an Oskaloosa team here early on in the season. Give us a sense of, you know, this last week and what you saw from your team.
Two tough games against two really, really good teams. Valley was kind of back and forth until late third quarter, and they were able to pull away. And then Oski last night was back and forth the entire time, and they ended up making more plays, and we didn't exactly play great defense towards the end either. So they both definitely played well and deserved to win, and they were fun to battle those teams out.
Yeah, and certainly you'll get an opportunity later in the season against both once again. But, how frustrating can it be sometimes, you know, just being right there but just coming up on the short end of it? What are some things that you can kind of take away and learn and progress with your team moving forward?
Yeah, obviously very frustrating, but, you know, watching film, we can definitely learn from some defensive mistakes, out of position, getting beat off the dribble, just real simple things that is more of a mental and physical toughness than being in the right spot sometimes.
Well, you get another game before the holiday break on Friday, an ACCHS team that's kind of had a slow start to their season, and they're coming off a loss most recently to Valley on Tuesday as well. That was a 67-34 final. They've struggled a little bit offensively and given up a lot of points, but again, they had a lot of turnover and they got a new head coach. What can you tell us about ACCHS and just kind of the ball game you expect on Friday?
Yeah, definitely some new faces watching them. They do have some size, and their guards are definitely bigger than us, but we haven't got to see too much of them, just getting prepped for the other games. So from the couple games I've watched, they're definitely some big kids.
Do you have a sense of kind of what the schedule is like and the itinerary for the holiday break when you do get those extra practice times? Does it just kind of depend on maybe the flow of the start or maybe kind of where your team is at going into that extra time?
We'd like to spend as much time on the floor as possible, and so it'll be nice during break to get a little film session in, a little more than 10 minutes before a game real quick. So definitely more film work and trying to put some new stuff in with that extra time that we're given.
McLouth boys basketball coach, that is Eric Gorentz joining us. Again, brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, Justin Mann's family, the Bulldogs. Coming off a 61-55 loss to Oskaloosa on a Tuesday night. They'll get ACCHS at home on Friday to wrap up the 23 portion of the schedule. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
Sounds good. Thank you.